organizers could not have asked for a better day for a ball game. The never-ending days of blazing sunshine and triple-digit temperatures gave way to slightly overcast skies and a high temperature around 80 degrees. A group came together at Macomb High School to replay a game originally played on September 11, 1921, between Colchester and Macomb. Ginger Rex wrote of Colchester spent time in the stands behind home plate and in the grassy areas near the dugouts. She watched the game and took pictures with the camera she kept around her neck. Rex wrote says she attended because she loves Colchester and its history.
And it's baseball. We love baseball. And it's just a nice, wholesome place to spend the afternoon.
Rex wrote also has a personal connection to the original game.
There is a gentleman playing in the place of Mr. Reynolds, and our banker down at Colchester, Mark Reynolds. His grandfather was actually the Reynolds that played on this team, and Mark and Jane are good friends of ours.
Rexroth says it was nice to experience history brought back to life. Plus, she enjoyed the product on the field.
They're making so much fun out of it. Every one of them is enjoying it. You can tell there's one gentleman, Mr. Job, out there. I think his baseball days are long gone, but boy, he's playing today like he's a high school player.
The Mr. Job who Rexroth is referring is Frank Job of Macomb. He portrayed a center fielder on the 1921 Macomb team by the name of Howell. Job provided one of the highlights of the day when he stole second base in the bottom of the third inning with the game tied 1-1.
Why didn't you go ahead first?
Quite frankly, that would have been my first choice for a guy with a stolen base today. First choice, Frank Job, absolutely.
Job made his way home after back-to-back base hits, putting Macomb up 2-1 after three innings. He says he enjoyed surprising people with his speed on the base paths.
At 75 years old, wonderful experience.
Job was one of roughly two dozen men who took the field in 2012. The original contest in 1921 decided a five-game series between Colchester and Macomb, but not everyone in uniform that day lived in those communities. Sue Scott with the Western Illinois Museum says three members of the infamous Chicago Black Sox, including Shoeless Joe Jackson, got out of a car before the game and joined the Colchester players. Infamous bootlegger Kelly Waggle is said to have brought in the star players after they were acquitted of fixing the 1919 World Series, but nonetheless banned by the Commissioner of Baseball.
You know, it's interesting how that huge issue that was sort of facing our country in baseball sort of manifests itself, comes here to Macomb and touches our community.
Scott says some members of the museum felt this would be a good way to bring some local history to life.
We're trying to show that our community is rich in history, and it's in everything, baseball, buildings, you know, cars, people.
The event also served as a fundraiser for the museum, with people donating money for a spot on one of the teams. Scott says the museum took in about $2,000 and signed up some new members. The members of the Chicago Black Sox helped lead Colchester to a 5-0 win in the original game in 1921. But instead of mimicking the results inning by inning, this year's squads played an actual game.
Peanuts, popcorn.
They tried to stay true to 1921, with vendors walking the stands with inexpensive snacks, the players using a softer ball, and an admission fee of just 50 cents. And the crowd was encouraged to heckle the players, which they seemed to enjoy. But it was all in good fun as the crowd and the players seemed to enjoy the game, even though it ended in a 3-3 tie after five innings. Frank Job of Macomb could not think of a better way to spend his afternoon.
This is a baseball guy that loves baseball like I do and have for all my life. It is a wonderful experience.
He says he would be willing to take the field again, even at age 76, 77, or even 78.
I think this is just the start of something, and I think it'll hopefully grow. I think we get more participation around the community, and I think people will really be more than happy to come out again. I know if I'm still kicking around, well, I'll be here.
And that seemed to be the consensus of the players and the spectators, because baseball is basically the same game in 2012 as it was in 1921. It still takes us back to when we were 7 years old, pounding our fists into the palm of our glove or choking up on the bat, waiting for the next pitch and our next chance to star in America's pastime, even for just one day. I'm Jason Parrott.